chronic, slow-burning diseases are at epidemic levels and risk swamping countries unless they do something about it, UN experts warned Monday. Known collectively as non-communicable diseases, and including familiar killers such as heart disease, hypertension and diabetes, a new World Health Organization report says they caused an estimated 38 million deaths in 2012. Of that number, around 16 million were premature deaths that killed people before they were 70, WHO said. Here's the organization's Dr. Shanti Mendes speaking to reporters in Geneva.
Non-communicable diseases is a slow-motion public health disaster, never matched by any other epidemic, because it's going to go on and on, affecting all age groups, all countries. And millions are dying, not thousands.
Dr. Mendes told reporters that countries rich and poor could help by making cheap changes to healthcare. This could be as simple as ensuring that heart attack patients are given aspirin to help their recovery, she said. Dr. Mendes added that such preventive measures made economic sense.
Rich countries are showing a reduction in NCD mortality, but at what cost? At what cost? Most of what can be done in primary care, some of those countries are doing in tertiary care with very, very expensive procedures being used. So all countries need to do better.
The new WHO report highlights how the problem of non-communicable disease affects low- and middle-income countries the most. They see almost three-quarters of related deaths and the majority of premature mortalities. World Health Organization Director General Margaret Chan has urged all countries to work harder if they're serious about meeting targets to reduce premature deaths by up to a quarter by 2025. Dr. Mendes dismissed the argument used by some critical of proposals to tackle chronic diseases.
One of the arguments that were thrown at NCDs some time ago was that, well, people have to die of something, so they die of NCDs. I mean, if you are 90, yeah, maybe. But when you are 60, definitely not. Particularly when you have interventions to prevent the death.
The UN Health Agency estimates that low- and middle-income countries who fail to act stand to lose a staggering $7 trillion between 2011 and 2025. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.